In the news today, Tasmania Today with John Fabris and the world according to Phil and John.
Phil Shaw live from his lounge room. Hello, Phil.
Yeah, kitchen actually today.
X Factor last night.
Yeah, it was great. But geez, they pulled out a big first night. It had everything. It had old blokes who could sing, courageous young people who could sing. It had very young people who could sing. It had ex-jail type people who could sing. They could all sing. It was fantastic. That opened up with a sort of a chubby, ordinary Aussie dad type who did an Adele song, which isn't easy to do, and absolutely brained him. We thought, God, where did he come from? Anyway, he got through, and then we had the obligatory horror, you know, the awful people, the ones who thought they were great, and, you know, they spiced that up along the show, as they like to do, which is all good, I reckon. You know, people who come on strutting their stuff and got the head wobble up, but they couldn't sing a note. Funny, when they don't know, they can't.
No, inside their own head, they're Mariah Carey, I'm sure.
And outside of it, they sound like Mike Cocky. Some of them aren't as good as the Cocky, actually, because they can't hold a note like he can.
Nor do they have the stage presence either.
There was a little Pommy kid, 16, been here 6 years with his family, little Reese. He just had the whole lot. He had the look and the right earrings and the right T-shirt. And he wasn't one of those bratty little kids you hated.
Right.
He had a bit of attitude.
Yeah.
He was just a good kid who liked to rock on. He wasn't a sort of a Jack Vigins type. He was more an Aussie rocker. He's more the Jimmy Barnes type. Belted one out. He was really good. Just had the stage presence. Had the lot. Isn't it funny how some of them have just got it from day one, inbuilt? The stage presence, you know, the command of the stage, the walk, the strut, the whole thing.
The X Factor.
Oh, that's it. There's a little 15-year-old girl came on. She was as cute as a button. Didn't know she was any good until they brought the house down. She was over the moon. Sang terrifically. And then we had a bloke covered in tattoos. Mitchell, very self-effacing young man. Very easy to warm to, Mitchell. Admitted to lots of trouble with the law as a younger bloke. Blues with his parents. He was a real angry young man. Jail time. Broke his neck and had an awful long time lying flat in a bed with all these things stuck in his head to hold his head straight, thinking about life. And he came back and said, bugger it, I'm going to do something with myself. He said, oh, well, that's terrific. We've had the big build-up. He won't be able to do a damn thing. And came on and absolutely just brained him with a Keith Urban country song. He's a country singer.
Whole format seems to be alive and well still in your brain, at least.
Oh, well, yeah. And, you know, and the best comes last. Mm. I don't know if you remember, probably 10 years ago, a lady called Moira Kelly brought a couple of little boys back from Iraq. They were found in a shoebox in a rubbish dump.
Okay.
And they were in an orphanage in Iraq, and Moira somehow cottoned onto them and brought them back here for a heap of operations, ended up falling in love with them, adopted the two boys. Well, they've grown up.
Okay.
Emmanuel and his brother. And Emmanuel came on, said, you know, I like... And we thought, once again, great story, doubt whether he can sing. Came on and just put everybody in the aisles. Everyone was weeping and sobbing. He sang Imagine like an absolute angel.
Oh, righto. Oh, good.
It was just staggering.
That's a bit of X Factor. It looks like it's got somewhere to go this time round. Another crop. It just amazes me how many people are out there in the community. Never-ending wellspring, isn't it?
Two little girls got through too. I don't know why. But I'm not sure they've got the X Factor. They've got some sort of factor, but they were twins. And they had the bimbo factor. There's no doubt about that. Somehow they've made it through. It was quite funny. So we'll be very interested to see how they kind of look like the Veronicas. Cross between the Veronicas and a couple of little girls from an Austin Powers film, who I won't name because I can't. Anyway, they got through. So, look, there was a great spread. The producers have done a fantastic job to get that great spread and get us in from day one.
Good.
Interested to see what happens.
Tasmania Today with John Fabris, 1300 883 557.